how well your team played against Toronto, how could you almost, or can you compare that game with the Minnesota game that you guys played? Like two really good efforts by your club.
Yeah, I think it's fair. In our last seven, we're more and more pleased with big chunks of the game. The important thing to remember about Toronto, it's 2-1 after two. You know, and you see the final score and maybe think more of it. But we played the same in the second and third period. Just got some better results around the net. But I think a decent starting point. I've liked our last seven, I guess maybe a bits of our last eight, but the last seven games we seem to have a real solid focus on our game plan. And regardless of what's happening shift by shift, they're able to keep that focus.
Well, what kind of progress have you seen from Anthony Peluso in recent times? And how much more do you think you're trusting him in the games?
Anthony's a unique player. I mean, he's got a unique job, and there's more to it than just occasionally dropping the gloves. It's being able to play a certain game. We're seeing that more and more out of that line. They've got two big men on there, and Andrew's certainly a solid fella. They can do some things forechecking in the offensive zone. So much more of the game that line has played recently is in the offensive zone. We think they can generate some things offensively. And at the same time, I think there's a certain maturity that we're seeing in Anthony that it takes a while to learn the job. And he's, you know, I mean, he's got the tripping penalty, which I don't fault him on. But he hasn't taken penalties trying to stir things up. He's just been real physical and played a real clean game until he needed to stand in for one of his teammates, and he's really picked the times well to do that. And because of that, I mean, there's just not a lot of guys that stature and that can handle the heavy fellas around the league that skate as well as he does. He gets in on that forecheck really good. He's got a good shot. So we want him to continue to improve in those areas. But I think it's just a level of maturity of an understanding of the job when you need to apply both, but being able to play in the interim, play minutes in the interim of that, and he's done a good job with it.
Has Truba's game picked up of late?
Yes.
How come?
Because he's 21 and he's going to get better. You know, his start to this season was better than his start to last season. I think at times, and I'm going to say we, I'm going to include all of us in the room, have an unrealistic expectation of what a 21-year-old's going to do in the National Hockey League. And he's playing behind some offensive guys, so get maybe a little bit more of that line matchup. They play behind Scheif's line a little bit more, and they play behind Little's line a little bit more. So their numbers are going to be skewed because of that. But just maturity. You know, be patient. He's 21 years old. He's starting to skate. He's starting to be harder on everything that he does. And that's just, again, the maturity comes with more games in the NHL.
Do you have a sort of thought on what his upside is, what he can be based on the foundation that you've seen from him?
Kind of one of two roles. I think he does have an offensive ability to get up the ice and create some things offensively. We also think he's physical enough and he reads the play well enough that he can develop into that two-way defenseman that plays against the other team's best and generates offense at the same time. That's where we'd like to see him develop into.
Said after last game that you liked what you've seen from Alexander Bermestrom,
yeah,
and Nick Ehlers. What is it about those two guys that like to hold on to the puck?
Well, they can. You know what? What we're finding about them is their hockey IQ is high, and they have a willingness to play well defensively. Alex has really impressed us defensively. There's a lot of pressure on those center icemen, and he didn't start there, but he kind of came into the middle spot, and right from the time that he went back to center, he was faster and more touches of the puck, and that's true of center icemen. Some guys get into a better rhythm. But for two guys, and especially with Ehlers, who want to put numbers up here and show that they can, they haven't cheated the game to do it. So we've liked that combination because we think as they get more chemistry together, more time together, you'll start to see some more offensive plays happen.
Do you hope that offensive, playing against other teams' third lines, you hope that offense blossoms obviously sooner than later with the...
I hope it comes at the appropriate rate without sacrificing anything defensively. Just, you know, going back to maybe the start of the season, we had Scheifele and Ehlers coming out in that three-hole. We had a little different matchup, different lines at the time, had some success, and then we needed to put Mark into a bit more of a responsible role in terms of who he played against. So that means that Burmistroff and Ehlers are in the three hole now. Washington's got a deep team, and so I don't have an expectation that against Chimera and Beagle that they'll be able to generate it well. But now they're at a place where I've got real comfort just letting them go and play against shifts against the other team's best. So the offense, I've got confidence will come. What I like the most is that I felt comfortable putting them on the ice and leaving them on the road against their best.
Different topic, but Tyler Myers on that interference call on Kadri, should he have to move out of the way of a player that didn't seem conscious of his back?
No, I think he went in a straight line, and there was a 2-on-1 after that for me. I mean, he didn't engage the hit. I don't think he was fighting for even ice at the time. I think he was kind of focused on the pass and then going to the net.
What do you take out of that game last Wednesday in their building? Is there anything specific?
It was kind of the start of some hockey that we liked. We came out of that, went through the video, the chances against 5-on-5, and didn't, you know, we'd given up 5 again. You understand that they've got two lines that are very very gifted, and they've got two lines that can grind some offense out of the game. It was almost the starting point of our defensive game starting to round together. It's going to need to be. We just got to, with a team like that, they're going to have some puck control on you, and they have those kind of players. So we just have to be in the right spots and confident and gapped at those times. And I think that's where we made our biggest improvement going from Washington to Minnesota. Everybody's got one job to do. Let's gap harder on it and play it a little more intensely. I'm hoping to see that tomorrow.
Is there any reason why you don't play Connor tomorrow in net?
Oh, excellent question. No. If I can come up with one, I'll be between now and game time, and then you'll find out who's playing.
Getting Sherratt back in the lineup, does that have anything to do with the fact that Washington kind of gives defense, like, seemed to collapse on their defensive zone coverage?
No, Benny went back in because it was the right time. It wasn't really about Benny. It was about Adam had played fine, but he had a string of games where I think we could expect more, and an opportunity opened up.
You talked about Andrew showing a little bit more jump in the last little while. What does that mean for his all-around game when he has that extra half step or whatever he's had right now?
It's two things that I think Andrew's really good at. One is knocking things down. You know, he seems always to kind of be able to create a loose puck. He gets there quick, gets a stick or a piece of guy. He doesn't mind being physical, so he kind of has that ability, and when it's quick there, you just see it 3 or 4 times a game. He's going to get a stick on something that knock him, which makes Little and Wheeler far harder to contain. And then tops of the circles in the way he gets the puck off the stick, and the perfect example of the goal the other night. But to get there, you have to have a certain amount of speed when he touches it, or you get to that whole half second quicker. And I would say, again, like our team, in the last 7 games, maybe it's just getting off the road a little bit and getting, but he's been quicker, and all the things that he's good at now we're seeing in the